The sinking of the cruiser General Belgrano has outraged Argentine officials who call it a treacherous act of aggression and a clear violation of United Nations Resolution 502 calling for an end to hostilities in the South Atlantic. 123 men have been rescued so far. The junta is making no mention of casualties, but reports out of the United Nations put the number of presumed dead at approximately 500. CBS News asked Admiral Fernando Miliz if the sinking of the General Belgrano would have a psychological impact on the ability of Argentina to keep fighting.
Perhaps, perhaps. Or perhaps not. I could ask in December the 7th of 1941, the attack on Pearl Harbor defeat America or get more strong to fight the Japanese?
Argentina also blamed Great Britain for an attack on a dispatch boat sent to rescue a pilot in Argentine waters and says that all radio contact with the vessel was lost. The Joint Chiefs of Staff says Argentina has so far reacted defensively to British attacks. Unofficial reports place the British Naval Task Force at less than 50 miles from the Falklands, and military officials say they believe Britain's next move may be a full-scale invasion of the islands. Charles Gomez, CBS News, Buenos Aires.
This is Dan Raviv in London. At the daily Ministry of Defense briefing here, spokesman Ian MacDonald said Britain has no information on the Argentine cruiser since it was attacked, but noted the reports from Buenos Aires.
We have no reason to disbelieve this account. We have no knowledge of Argentinian casualties.
MacDonald said the cruiser was posing a major threat to British ships. He said Argentina had been warned that such threats would not be tolerated. Today in Parliament, Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher, Foreign Secretary Francis Pym, and Defense Secretary John Knott will all face questions on this incident and on the apparently shrinking chances of a negotiated settlement. Some politicians expressed concern that Britain may now lose sympathy. The foreign affairs spokesman of the opposition Labour Party, Dennis Healey.
And I think it's very important we keep this international support because in the long run we cannot get a settlement without it.
In Southampton, England, the Queen Elizabeth II is to be converted to a troop carrier. Correspondent Doug Sefton is there.
1,700 passengers disembarked from the luxury liner this morning, pleased or disappointed according to their situations. Those who had signed on for just the transatlantic voyage from Philadelphia were gratified for having been on the last peacetime sailing for the foreseeable future. But those who had planned to stay for the 13-day cruise around the Mediterranean starting today were unhappy, though understanding, over the enforced change of plans.
All I can say is the boys are going to have a whale of a time on that ship going out there. They really are. She's magnificent.
The QE2, big, fast, and efficient, is uniquely suited to its mission. Cunard Line officials point out that its luxury liners made a significant contribution to the military effort during World War II, when hundreds of thousands of American troops were ferried to the European battlefronts. For this voyage to the Falkland Islands, it's anticipated that upwards of 2,000 infantrymen of Britain's 5th Brigade will be accommodated. It's expected that a portion of the rear deck will be plated over to provide a helicopter pad, but for the most part, the modifications required will probably be minimal. Doug Sefton, CBS News, Southampton, England.
UN Secretary General Javier Perez de Cuellar has reportedly handed Britain and Argentina a new peace plan calling for an immediate ceasefire and withdrawal of all forces and leaving the vital issue of sovereignty to subsequent negotiation. That will be in line with Security Council Resolution 502.
Defense Secretary John Knott has announced to members of Parliament a new attack on the airfield at Port Stanley, a follow-up on Saturday's action when the runway was made unusable for transport planes.
A further sortie was made today to render the airstrip unusable for light supply, communications, and ground attack aircraft operating within the Falkland Islands themselves.
Knott compared Britain's concern about Argentine loss of life in the sinking of the cruiser Belgrano to Argentina's disregard.
Can I say there was no great sense of outrage when they announced that they had sunk HMS Exeter and shot down 11 of our aircraft and severely damaged Hermes. And indeed, this was put out from Buenos Aires, I think with great pleasure.
For the most part, members of Parliament accepted the government's explanation that the Belgrano posed a serious threat to the task force and therefore warranted attack. Martha Teichner, CBS News, London.
The CBS Radio Network for May 82. Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher rose in the House of Commons today to defend the sinking of the Argentine cruiser General Belgrano. What she said in a moment. No one should have been surprised that with such deadly force facing off in the South Atlantic, there should suddenly have been so much death in the form of the Argentine cruiser sunk by torpedoes from a British sub. When Prime Minister Thatcher defended the attack today in Parliament, this is what she said.
May I make it perfectly clear that the worry that I live with hourly is that the Argentine forces and attack, both naval and air, may get through to ours. There was clear aggressive intent on the part of the Argentinian fleet and government. You can see that first in their claims that they had previously claimed that they'd sunk HMS Exeter, that they'd damaged HMS Hermes, leaving it inoperative, badly damaged, that they had brought down 11 Harriers. This was clear evidence of Argentine aggressive intent. Also, perhaps the Right Honourable Gentleman will remember, the persistent attacks throughout the whole of Saturday on our own task force, only repelled by the supreme skill and courage of our people. You will also know, or know, the very heavy armaments which the cruiser carried. And the cruiser, of course, was accompanied by two destroyers who were not attacked in any way.
Mr. Michael Mates.
Would my right honourable friend agree that for all the uses to which that word's been put in the last weeks, the word paramount applies most of all now to the safety and lives of our servicemen of the South Atlantic?
Mr. Speaker, I wholly agree with my honourable friend. Our first duty is to our own forces who are there at our orders and with our support, and we must look after their safety. Our second duty is to see that we do try to use minimum force, but that cruiser and associated destroyers, and of course there are other task forces of the Argentinian Navy also at large in the South Atlantic, not far from the exclusion zone, they do pose a very obvious threat to the men in our task force, and had we left it any later, it would have been too late. Then I might have had to have come to the House with the news that some of our ships have been sunk.
So said Britain's Prime Minister Thatcher in Parliament today. This is the Osgood File. I'm Charles Osgood, CBS News.
CBS News, this Net Alert Bulletin.
This is Dan Raviv at CBS News in London. The Ministry of Defense here in the British capital has just announced the first significant British casualties in the task force operation near the Falkland Islands. The announcement was made at the Ministry of Defense by spokesman Ian MacDonald. He said one British ship was hit by an Argentine missile, one British plane was shot down. Here's MacDonald's statement.
In the course of its duties within the total exclusion zone, around the Falkland Islands, HMS Sheffield, a Type 42 destroyer, was attacked and hit late this afternoon by an Argentine missile. The ship caught fire, which spread out of control. When there was no longer any hope of saving the ship, the ship's company abandoned ship. All who abandoned her were picked up. It is feared that there have been a number of casualties, but we have no details of them yet. Next of kin will be informed first as soon as details are received. Air operations were also conducted over the Falkland Islands today. The Vulcan attack on Port Stanley Airfield carried out this morning was successful, and the aircraft involved returned safely. In the course of Sea Harrier attacks, one of our aircraft was shot down. The pilot has been killed.
Spokesman Ian MacDonald at the British Defense Ministry. He refused to answer any questions on these incidents. To repeat this development here in London, the Defense Ministry has announced that one British destroyer, the Sheffield, has been abandoned by its crew after being hit by an Argentine missile. The number of crew members is usually about 210 on a destroyer of that class. The ship caught fire. In addition, a Sea Harrier, a British-made jet fighter, has been shot down by the Argentines. The pilot was killed. This is Dan Raviv, CBS News, London.
The loss of HMS Sheffield was a shock here in Britain. A statement from Buckingham Palace, for instance, said Queen Elizabeth was deeply concerned and saddened. Her son, Prince Andrew, is on an aircraft carrier near the Falkland Islands. Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher held an emergency session of her cabinet. Some sources said there's a diplomatic flurry behind the scenes. The government is believed to be considering some ceasefire proposals. At the Ministry of Defense, a spokesman said there were no more clashes in the South Atlantic today. Government sources said the Royal Navy has contacted 87 families of sailors killed, wounded, or missing from the Sheffield. Some phone calls brought good news in Portsmouth, the home base of the destroyer. Diane Mundell said she'd been hysterical, worried about her husband, Edward, chief petty officer of the Sheffield.
It was a female voice, and she told me that my husband had been picked up and that he was safe.
In Parliament today, the opposition Labour Party is pressing for more caution by the government and more of an emphasis on negotiation. 70 Labour members of Parliament out of 635 MPs in all have signed a resolution calling for a ceasefire. Dan Raviv, CBS News, London.
This is Charles Gomez in Buenos Aires. Although Argentina's Joint Chiefs of Staff are not officially confirming reports of new fighting in the South Atlantic, there are widespread reports here from unofficial sources that Argentina's Air Force may be renewing attacks over the British fleet. One of them yesterday resulted in the sinking of the British destroyer Sheffield. Sources here say the vessel was hit by a missile launched from one of five Argentine fighter planes flying over the fleet. Although the military junta has released no details of the attack, the morning newspapers filled their front pages with the news, calling the incident a triumph and a major setback for Great Britain. The attack is being seen here as the beginning of a new Argentine offensive. Yesterday, the Joint Chiefs of Staff said two British Harrier jets were shot down over Port Darwin in the Falklands. Charles Gomez, CBS News, Buenos Aires.
The shock begins to wear off and political infighting sets in. Within the hour, Parliament is to hear from Defense Secretary John Knott and from Foreign Secretary Francis Pym. Most members on the government's conservative side believe that Britain must carry on with the Falklands military campaign. Among them, MP Anthony Buck.
I think the military operation must be pushed firmly forward, yes. Lesson must be learned that it does not pay to appease fascist dictators.
Conservative Edward Ducan says perhaps Britain should bomb air bases on the Argentine mainland.
I think that if we're talking about defense of British lives, British property, British ships, then nothing should be ruled out, of course.
Strong disagreement from a leading opposition Labour MP, Stanley Clinton Davis.
I think it's an absurd proposition. Does he say that you can use nuclear force?
One thing government sources said this morning is that no ceasefire would be accepted without some commitment by Argentina to withdraw from the Falkland Islands. The Foreign Office said Britain's resolve has not been weakened. Dan Raviv, CBS News, London.
Good morning. This is David Jackson with the CBS World News Roundup. There was a new naval engagement in the South Atlantic overnight. We get details from John Blackstone in London.
The British task force was in action near the Falklands again overnight. A British warship fired at a so far unidentified ship close to the islands and well within the exclusion zone declared by the British. The Ministry of Defense says it does not know what damage was done, but it says the shelling was followed by a large explosion. The ship could have been an Argentine supply ship or fuel tanker trying to get through the British blockade. The action last night comes after two straight nights of shelling by British ships of the area around Port Stanley Airfield. The British were somewhat embarrassed yesterday by evidence that ships and airplanes have been getting through the blockade, and there were reports overnight that British warships armed with anti-aircraft missiles have moved closer to the Falklands, an attempt perhaps to control Argentine air movements more effectively. With the news from Argentina today, here's Charles Gomez in Buenos Aires.
Argentina's Joint Chiefs of Staff have confirmed reports that Great Britain's Naval Task Force bombarded positions on the Falklands yesterday, and overnight issued two communiques indicating they were bracing for renewed attacks today. The bulletin said that British planes or vessels found near the Falklands would be considered hostile and treated accordingly. British ships bombarded Port Stanley's airstrip, and this morning military sources said the British battle fleet had moved to within sight of Argentine defensive positions. There was concern here the British might attempt to invade the islands sometime before the end of the week. The Argentine newspaper, La Nación, quoting a Venezuelan news agency account, said the British aircraft carrier Hermes was heading to Curaçao for repairs after reportedly being extensively damaged by an Argentine Pucará fighter plane. Charles Gomez, CBS News, Buenos Aires.
The British flatly deny those Argentine reports about the carrier Hermes. UN Secretary General Perez de Cuellar came away from the latest Falklands talks saying no progress was made. More from UN correspondent Richard C. Hoddlett.
The talks are highly sensitive and confidential, but qualified sources give CBS News this picture. The discussions of the previous days, described as having made progress, were on important but subsidiary issues, arranging the ceasefire and termination of sanctions, withdrawal of forces, and interim administration of the islands under UN auspices. With differences narrowed on these immediate parts of Perez de Cuellar's package, the parties have concentrated on the really difficult remaining issue, negotiation of a peaceful settlement. Argentina wants it understood from the outset that the purpose of negotiations is to transfer sovereignty over the Falkland Islands to Argentina. Britain refuses to grant this and has sent its fleet to back up the refusal. For Argentina, however, the entire package falls apart without that point. The clarifications are needed to see how serious the parties are and whether the talks can go on or end here. Richard C. Hoddle at CBS News.
CBS News. New optimism in the search for an end to the Falklands War. Good morning. I'm Charles Osgood, reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Britain's ambassador to the United Nations, Sir Anthony Parsons, said early this morning there has been progress at talks at the United Nations to end the Falklands crisis. That encouraging note was echoed in Argentina, as we hear from Charles Gomez in Buenos Aires.
There was a new sense of optimism in Buenos Aires this morning regarding talks in New York to resolve the Falklands crisis. Last evening, Foreign Minister Nicanor Costa Mendes met with Ireland's ambassador, Patrick Walsh, whose country last week asked for an urgent meeting of the United Nations Security Council. A formal session has yet to be called pending the results of talks between Deputy Foreign Minister Enrique Ross and United Nations Secretary General Javier Pérez de Cuellar. But sources in the foreign ministry said the two men talked about the progress of meetings in New York and that Costa Mendes appeared more hopeful than he has in days. Also discussed were whether sanctions imposed by European common market nations would be extended beyond May 17th. The new optimism comes as a result of Argentina's softening of its position on sovereignty, as a clear signal to Great Britain that it is ready to negotiate withdrawal of troops from the islands and the Falklands future administration. Sovereignty is no longer a precondition, but a goal. One source said, "We are moving very slowly towards something, but at least we are moving." Charles Gomez, CBS News, Buenos Aires.
The daily briefing from the Ministry of Defense contained a surprise. Defense spokesman John Wright confirmed that Sea Harriers last night attacked the Port Stanley airfield, but he also said that British commandos had been in action on land.
And now the... Last night, a raid was carried out by British forces on military installations and aircraft on an airstrip on Pebble Island in the north of West Falklands. A number of aircraft on the ground and a large ammunition dump were destroyed. The forces concerned have, as planned, now rejoined the task force. All returned safely with only two minor casualties. I must emphasize that this was a raid and not an invasion of the Falkland Islands.
Defense spokesman John Wright, who just made that announcement at the ministry here in London, said that there were no British casualties aside from those two men. At this time, he had no further details to give. Dan Raviv, CBS News, London.
The British Press Association this morning says Prime Minister Thatcher is expected to decide within the next 48 hours whether to give up on diplomatic efforts to solve the crisis and order a move to retake the Falklands by force. The Press Association adds that unless there is an unexpected breakthrough at the United Nations, the invasion now appears certain.
With the Joint Chiefs of Staff confirming further British attacks on the Falklands, and Argentina's foreign minister accusing Great Britain of intransigence in negotiations, hopes for a peaceful settlement of the crisis soon seem to be dwindling here. The High Command said British Sea Harrier jets once again strafed the islands at Bayazoro and Port Darwin. And Harriers also reportedly strafed two Argentine transport ships in the channel separating the two main Falkland Islands. Foreign Minister Nicanor Costa Mendez told CBS News last evening the attacks came at a time of growing British intransigence regarding United Nations talks. Charles Gomez, CBS News, Buenos Aires.
One more chance, that's all, says British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher, for a diplomatic settlement of the Falklands conflict. This is talks resumed in New York at the United Nations. Thatcher told Britain's independent radio news her guess is that this week will tell the tale, and it's up to the Argentinians.
We've gone as far as we can. Yes, they are the invader. They are the aggressor. We are the aggrieved. This United Nations resolution which says the Argentines must withdraw. It's up to them. If we want peace, and I do, if they want peace, they can have it by withdrawing.
Reportedly, according to Britain's Press Association, Thatcher has actually put a 48-hour deadline on the UN talks. The British government disclosed today that two of its helicopters crashed on South Georgia Island just before British forces recaptured it 3 weeks ago. Military sources say the choppers were carrying commandos on a reconnaissance mission. They were all rescued, says Britain. At a news conference in Paris, Henry Kissinger addressed the Falklands issue, saying it was almost impossible for the U.S. not to back Britain in the matter. But he added, there are some situations that are inherently insoluble. Whatever you do, he said, you suffer serious diplomatic damages.
Minister Thatcher said her government has received only a preliminary indication through Britain's UN ambassador and has not yet studied the complete Argentine response. But from those indications, she told BBC Radio that it does not look very encouraging.
We are seriously considering the reply that we expect to get in detail. We've had a preliminary reply, and as you heard from what the Secretary General was saying this morning, at least I heard it on radio, the gap looks big, but we must in fact look at it first.
Thatcher said Britain stands for freedom and international law.
And those things we must uphold. We will try to uphold it, still by peaceful settlement. We cannot do that unless the Argentines are prepared to agree. And if they're not, then the responsibility for anything else will be theirs.
The complete response from Argentina is likely to arrive here today. It seems likely that Britain's reaction will be an invasion of the Falkland Islands. Dan Raviv, CBS News, London.
CBS News, this is Christopher Glenn. Despite widespread belief in both Britain and Argentina that a British invasion of the Falkland Islands is inevitable, London is considering a last-ditch diplomatic proposal. Dan Raviv has a late report.
Authorized government sources have disclosed that the cabinet is considering some new proposal sent here by UN Secretary General Perez de Cuellar, described here as last-minute ideas to prevent a British invasion of the Falklands. The government reaction is likely to come from Prime Minister Thatcher when she opens a special debate in Parliament today. Quite a few members of her Conservative Party, including MP John Stokes, hope she'll announce an assault on the island.
I want an invasion, and most people in England do, and I think most people in the world do.
The Ministry of Defense has just announced another bombing raid by British warplanes over the Falklands. It said two Sea Harriers from the South Atlantic Fleet last night attacked Argentine military targets 8 miles from Port Stanley. Both planes returned safely to their aircraft carrier. Dan Raviv, CBS News, London.
Dallas, Costa Mendez, the foreign minister here, held a little news conference late last night and said Argentina still wants to take part in the negotiating process in New York, that Argentina still supports the efforts of the UN Secretary General to find some kind of peaceful solution. But whether or not that anything remains to be negotiated is a question that no one here seems able to answer. All Argentina will say at this point is, we still want to talk.
And what about the mood in Buenos Aires?
I would say it's a move of simply waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Tom, assuming the British do decide to attack, when might the invasion come, and exactly how might it be accomplished? By air or ground, or will it be a full-scale assault?
Well, when, of course, is the big question. One of the most important elements in any operation of this kind is surprise. And so, of course, the British are doing everything they can to keep the Argentines guessing. However, it would appear that it has to take place sometime in the next few days because the invasion forces are gathered off the island and they can't keep troops down there for a great length of time. It would happen probably in the early hours of the morning under cover of darkness, And most of the first waves would be sent ashore in helicopters in what the Marines, our Marines, call a vertical envelopment scheme. Beyond that, one can only speculate. There may be one landing. There could be a number of landings. There could be a diversionary landing in one area and the real landing in another. Or, as the Argentines themselves have suggested, there could be up to five separate landings.
Bob, do the Argentines seem to be ready for a British invasion?
Well, they've had anywhere from 10 to 14,000 troops on those islands for over a month now. They say they are ready. There is no way that anyone can really know, Dallas. All we know about this war is what we see in the government press releases, the reports we get, fragmentary reports from either side. The government continues to say that the troop morale is high and that they're ready for an attack.
That was Bob Schieffer in Buenos Aires and Tom Fenton in London.
Late last night, UN Secretary General Pérez de Cuellar, after telephone calls to British Prime Minister Thatcher and Argentine President Galtieri, made this announcement.
We are at a very dangerous point in the efforts for an agreement between Argentina and the United Kingdom. The time left for negotiations must now be measured in hours.
Now the hours are passing, but the waiting goes on. CBS News correspondent Bob Schieffer is in Buenos Aires.
I suppose the good news this morning is there has been no military action that we know of. Of course, the only way we know about military action when it does happen is when one side or the other announces it. There are no reporters other than Argentine government reporters in the area, so we really don't know. But at this point, there has been no military action that we know of. At this time yesterday, most people were expecting that there would be an invasion.
The flicker of hope remains that somehow negotiations might work.
Late last night, Costa Mendes, the foreign minister here, after meeting all day with various officials, said that Argentina is still willing to support the efforts in the United Nations to find some sort of a peaceful solution. But whether that's just public relations, whether Argentina wants to put itself in the position of saying we're still trying to negotiate as the British are preparing to attack, or whether indeed there is something still to be negotiated, again, there's no way we can know at this point.
Correspondent Tom Fenton is tracking events in London.
Military action at any time has not been ruled out by these latest proposals. A complete veil of secrecy has descended over the activities of the task force. The only information that can be gleaned this morning is that the task force is on full alert. Newspapers carry reports which cannot be confirmed that Marines have already been transferred from the troop ship Canberra to the assault ships. The weather over the Falklands appears to be marginal, but not completely unsatisfactory for an invasion.
So the tension flits back and forth across the Atlantic. In Buenos Aires, talk is turning to what kind of success a British invasion might have.
Well, I think that it would be a difficult job for the British to take this island. They may be able to make some kind of a beachhead there and raise the flag, but whether they could actually take the island and drive off the troops, there could be as many as 14,000 Argentinian troops on that island. And plus, in order to make that invasion, you're going to come into range of the Argentine Air Force. Until now, it's seen very little action, but this is a large air force, hundreds of aircraft, modern aircraft, and if the island is taken by the British, it will be taken at a very high price, I think.
And at the third point of the triangle, the UN?
The cost of failure in terms of human lives and suffering is too high to permit me to give up my efforts.